Hello. It's like this year I'm going with hello. I don't know, do I like it? I think I like it. It makes me feel in control. But anyways, welcome back to the Menzies Tea Party. I hope you are all psyched for a wonderful time at this party. It's not your normal tea party. This one is going to have, in fact, I don't know what to call it, juices or what, but you're about to have the time of your life because I have my baby girl, Denise. Hey, baby girl.
Hi, Manzi.
How are you doing? I'm good.
Yeah, I'm also fine. I'm blessed. Thank God.
How is the weather treating you?
It's fine. We're managing.
We have Ghana winter. And it's not fine. We are not happy with it. It's
really?
Just all tired, sleepy.
Really?
Yes.
That's too bad.
We have things to do. You know, in this country, we are chasing money.
Right? But no, it's not. No, everywhere, everyone is chasing money. You know? Yeah. Money everywhere is there. So, yeah.
But then maybe some places easier than others because over here we are chasing money.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's very true. Ghana, dear, we have a long way to go. But we'll get there. I trust our.
Whether they get there or not, I'll guess where I want to go to. So that one is not like a personal country problem.
Amen. No, that's it. That's the goal, actually. Yeah. If you say you follow the country, that'll be bad news for you. Anyway, thank you for welcoming me.
You're welcome, my love. Anyways, guys, we are waiting for Miss Na, who is late. I don't know why she's late, but she's late. So if I and I are just going to start, like, we're just going to delve into it. When Miss Na comes, she joins the conversation. So today we are going to talk about buddy, oddy, oddy. Category is buddy, oddy, oddy, oddy. And so I got like the girls with the banging bodies. I mean, all the other girls have banging bodies as well, but I got these ones to come in. You know, Miss Na with the banging body and the booty and the booby. These are you need. Hey, Miss Nas, come, shouldn't talk. We are waiting for your sexy voice. Please, why are you late?
She's
data issues.
Hey.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great.
That's great.
Nah, because she was late, so we are just going to move on like she didn't even just try. Okay. Yeah, I told you guys, category is buddy, oddy, oddy, oddy. And today we are going to talk about so many interesting things. Miss Na and I have already had this conversation sort of, so I hope Denise brings me the spice because having the same conversation with sort of out for me. But anyways, Denise, I want to know your 2 cents on this, right? Miss Na, I'm just going to get right to the like big guns. I'm just taking the big guns out. If I see you and I say, hey, Denise, you look fat too. You become fat too. How would you take it?
Obviously, not too well. Well, I think it depends on the person, to be honest. Naturally, in society, if someone is fat, the person isn't classified as beautiful. So if you are someone who takes... Personally, I wouldn't take it too well because I've been trying all my life now to lose weight. At first, I didn't have weight and then I got weight and then... And I've become fat and I'm trying to lose weight. So if someone told me that, oh, you're fat and everything, I'd obviously take offense to that. Mm-hmm. But if you're someone who is not perturbed by what society defines as beauty, then you should be fine. If someone says you're fat, people are fat and they are so confident in themselves. Their sense of beauty doesn't really come with what society thinks, you know.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Miss Na is of the same opinion as you. But if I came and I jokingly said, hey, if I become fat, would you still take offense?
Yes, I would take offense. Why are you telling me I'm fat? When you know, Menzi, that I've told you that I'm trying to lose weight now.
When
so while you was a stranger, that's fine. But why would you come and tell me that? That's painful.
Because
I've been vulnerable to you.
Okay, so are we establishing the issue I had with Miss Na is that are we establishing that people who take such offenses are insecure?
Of course. Everybody, okay, well, if not everybody, most of us have some insecurities at some level. If you're someone who doesn't have an insecurity, then bravo. But I think everybody has, you know, at least one point in their life has to have some insecurity. I've never met anyone without it. So yeah, of course you should have it. We can't all be perfect, you know. We at least have something we are not necessarily proud of that we want to work on.
Okay. So yes. Miss, you want to now say something?
No, Denise has actually said everything for me. Honestly.
It's true. She really just sounded like you were conversation, honestly.
You know, great minds think alike. Period. That's why I like you, Joy. And that's on period. Yeah.
I wanted to play the devil's advocate here. They're like, oh, if someone, like, sometimes people can see you and be like genuinely surprised, and then it's not even coming from a place of malice. It's just like, out of surprise, it just sort of escapes from their mother. Oh, you look bigger than
this man. You are those African aunties that do that. Oh, you've added weight too. Oh, you're looking fat too. Inga. Oh, I don't even want to disgrace myself over years, but it's fine.
But you are those African aunties,
you know, that's not nice. I get, you know, people just want to be honest and they feel like they're helping you in a sort of way.
No, if I've not seen you in like 5 years. And I knew you to be very skinny, and I saw you, and I couldn't recognize you. And then, out of like shock, I said, "Don't take offense."
No. That one, yeah, you can't dictate. You can't tell me that I shouldn't take offense because you are shocked.
And what I want to say,
I'm shocked.
Like, that one, yeah, you can't dictate how I will feel. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't go that. It can't happen that way. Obviously, like. Someone will be very happy about it. Oh my God, are you serious? I've gained weight, and because that's their goal. But someone has been doing everything they can to lose it. Someone, maybe they've not been doing everything they can, but they simply do not want you to talk about their weight. Whether they've lost it or whether they've gained it, they don't want you to talk about it, you know?
So how do I know that this person will not be happy?
Well, I try not to mention people's weight.
Okay, honestly, I also don't do that. Because, but if someone sees you and says you're happy today, you're happy.
Because that's something you like. That is something you like. But your weight gain isn't something you like. There are some people who don't like it when you meet them and you talk about their beauty. Because for some people, that is all they are seen as. Just a pretty face. So when you come at them with that crap, they get annoyed with it. So it's not just... It's not everyone. And honestly, in this day and age, if you come and tell me that I'm pretty, what does that like? And so what? Is it a fact I did not know? Is it something I'm not aware of? Or even if, like, what does you're telling me mean? Does it now make it a fact?
Compliment, my dear.
Before you said it, it was in my mind, but now it's a fact that it's universally accepted. Like,
it's just a compliment. It's
good to know that. I mean, like, yeah, that's great, but like, it doesn't. You move on.
Okay, that brings me to the part where compliments start to seem like objectification. Do any of you ever feel like that?
Yeah, I do.
If how about you? If what? Okay, I think we sort of lost him. But yeah, Mesna, in what sense? How does a compliment become like objectifying as a point?
I mean, there's people who will come to you maybe and they're like, oh, you have a nice shape, and you know, you just move on from that. It's like with the beauty thing, it's a fact, this is my shape and it's nice. But then when you move beyond that and then you begin to like, that is all you ever talk about with me, and that is all you see when it comes to me, then it begins to like, is that all I am to you? Like, buttocks and breasts. Like, my mom's already don't say buttocks. Buttocks. Like, I'm just like buttocks to you. Is that it? And then now you begin to wonder, you know, honestly. Or when sometimes you're trying to have like a normal conversation with someone and the person is just like looking at you, like not in your, the person's not looking at your face, but the person's eyes are elsewhere, and then you can see it, and then you have to draw the person's mind, like, can you stop? Hey, so
that's
times?
That happens. I guess it's because your endowment is in front, so
yeah.
I feel you. If I don't know why we can't hear her, but apparently she's actually talking to us.
For us, for me.
For you. Anyways, let's move on. She'll join when she comes. For me, it becomes a problem. It's a problem because you, even like to the shallowest of things, like you never even know if someone actually likes you for you, mm-hmm. or they like you for yeah. what they see on you.
Exactly.
And I'm like, God, how do I ever tell? Do these people like me because they think I have a nice body, or because they actually like me and my personality and my intellect? I mean, I'm a firm believer of you. If I hear. I'm a firm believer of you.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes, now yeah. we can hear you. Thank you for coming back.
Welcome back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, where were we, please? Can we retake it again? Because
okay, yeah. So guys, as you already know, we're talking about whether compliments can become objectifying. Mm-hmm. And so do you think people have ever complimented you to the fact that they were objectifying you?
Not really. But I feel...
We've lost her again. I don't know why Abutre Network is doing this to us today. And what phantom was going on.
Looks like I just have it was like those radio stations when they are talking to someone like
Oh. It's exactly like that, guys. It's exactly. I hope this time there are no breakages. I mean, it's better if the person goes off than you.
Man, yeah.
Hear what she's saying and she can't, you can't hear her. Okay, so as I was saying, it's such a bother sometimes, and it's madam, what is your abbreviation network doing to
I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm going to sit in this position because this is not unless Miss Maya, you're doing something to my connection, but this is not what's happening.
No, guys, this shows you that you see no condition is permanent.
Anyway,
okay. If I saw so, do you
yeah,
do you...
like I was saying, it depends on, well, for me, it depends on who it's coming from. If it's coming from someone like a man who has, I feel like he has ulterior motives, then yeah, I will feel like he's probably objectifying things. But normally, I don't take it as that way. I just take it as it is. I don't feel that way.
And how it happens for me. Okay, so before you left, Miss Na was telling us how, like, maybe you mm-hmm. see someone, yeah, the person's eyes are, like, maybe fixated on their boobs. I'm just going to put his eyes right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to actually draw your attention to the fact that, hey, my face is here and I'm talking to you with my mouth. I mean, that would be so annoying. And, I mean, that's just disrespectful as well, in my opinion. For me, obviously, you can't look at my front. But when you are complimenting someone and you keep hitting...
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, like we're having a conversation and then every 5 minutes you want to bring my ass in, you want to bring my you want to, what's that?
Yeah, that's very disrespectful.
No, so you see, one thing I'm also realizing is that when certain people do it and you want them to notice you in that way, you like it.
No, but I feel like with that one, like maybe once is enough.
Yeah, I'm
packing. Then period, we move. Like, I want you to acknowledge the fact. That becomes the subject. Like,
yeah.
It's
like, are you there for that, or do exactly. you like me for
exactly.
that? Like,
absolutely. Don't so, like, that's what I was saying when you were not around. That, like, it becomes so serious that, like, even for the shallowest of reasons, you can never even tell if someone actually likes you mm-hmm. for who you are, mm-hmm. or if they like you for your body. And it's like, I mean, I'm a firm believer of the first thing that moves two people together is physical attraction. I feel like there must be some sort of physical attraction. That's fine. But if after a while we are so fixated on that physical attraction, then I start to have a problem. Like, is that the only reason why you are here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, where is the thin line between compliments and objectification? Like, it's such a big thing. Like, it's a thing I actually think about a lot. Like, when should I start to feel like this person is actually disrespecting me?
like Na said, I think it should be when it's a constant topic of discussion and not something just, you know, you say just for the moment. Like you keep constantly hitting on it. I think that's when it becomes an object. You can say it's becoming an objective.
Okay, so what if someone is saying it's, let's say, once a week?
That's still too much for me, honestly. Like, I don't even like hearing that's not I don't like hearing people telling me I'm nice, I'm this, I'm that all the time. Like it's suffocating. So once a week is even too much for me. Like, can you mention other things that I have, like maybe intelligence?
Okay, so but... yeah, okay, so me, I like compliments a lot.
But yeah, okay.
I'll not even lie, I'm a big fan of compliments. Yeah. Like when I wear a nice dress, I want everyone to acknowledge it. When I look nice, I want everyone to acknowledge it. Not necessarily like everyone, but like if one person even acknowledges it, oh, it makes me feel happy. Like, oh, someone saw that I'm looking nice, apart from myself. That's a good thing. I'm happy. It's nice. I don't care if anyone says, no one says it. But if someone says it, I'm okay. Even if I see Miss Nice, she doesn't say it. I'll say, hey, Miss Nice, so today you tell me looking nice.
You do that to me too, Araba. You actually do that to me.
If I knew, I do that to you too, but I'm just giving
an example. Bullying us.
But yeah, so I'm not even going to lie, I'll own it. I love compliments, but I feel like I have a lot to offer as well. So if for me, I hate one-sided compliments. Of course, I'm a clothy person, I like clothes, so when I see my wear something nice, I want it to be acknowledged that, oh, your dress is nice. But if it comes to me as a person, your body is nice. Oh, thank you. I'm happy. Next time, can you say something else? Like, you are so intelligent. Oh, you are smart. Oh, you are sweet. Oh, like, can you spice this up a bit for me? Because for me, I don't even think it's the frequency of how much someone says something about my body. I feel like it's the content of what they are saying and how they are saying it when it comes to me. Because obviously, I like compliments. If it's on my body, it's nice. I'm happy. I'm smart. That is, in fact, I must make it clear here, right now, here and there, that nobody validates me because I have my own self-confidence. So what you're saying is validation. Yes, what you're saying is not a validation. It's just like
I'm bonus.
Yes, no, it's not even a bonus. So for I'm happy that they can also see it because like, I'm happy for them that they have sense. That's all.
Like, oh, okay, but, so the sky is blue. All right, what else do you mean this morning?
Like exactly. So it's like the sky is blue. When I say, when you know when something nice happens with the clouds and we point it out, it doesn't change that it's nice. But we are all happy that you're happy that like your friend can also see that it's nice and something like that. But it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the fact that the sky is beautiful sometimes, like more beautiful than it usually is. So my problem is the content and how the person is saying it. Imagine you see someone who wants to talk about your body and then you don't even have any relationship with the person and the person starts to talk about how they'll do things with you because your body is banging. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that?
That's a red flag. Right there, red flag.
A big red flag. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can meet someone if the first time, talk a couple of times, the person will say, hey, that's my say, you're looking sexy. That's fine though. But imagine you see someone and the person, after a few years, the person starts talking about what they want to do to you because of your body. I'm just going to slap you.
Honestly,
I think one of the places that has happened to me the most would be work. When I was doing my national service, people would come to I was with the administrator. And then be like, hey, this is your small girl, dear, her body. Hey, this is your small girl. And nobody coming to talk to you like that. Hey, this is your small girl, dear. Like, no one like that is coming to say, oh, it's coming at you with, an innocent mind. And many of those people would go to my boss and ask for my number. And I just know that person's not coming to tell me to say, okay, so what are you trying to do after service? Where's your CV? No one.
Even if they do that, it's a lie. Right?
And even currently where I work, sometimes when I go on the field, oh, so this is why you've been hiding your administrator. Oh, I've seen. Now that I've seen, you know, that kind of thing. And immediately, I just get the ick. Even if the
I love you guys so much because you sort of make the podcast write itself. Like,
period.
Right now, we are Miss Nas taking us to another side.
I do usually do that.
And their bodies at the workplace. I won't even say only women. In fact, before we go there, I wanted us to talk about men. Like, do you think men also feel insecure about their body? I feel like men have more insecurities than women when it comes to their body.
Yeah, I wouldn't know so much on that.
Honestly, no, me, I'm just talking from like what I see from men. He always wants to go to the gym. Yeah, I don't know. They are so. Society has made it look like it's only women who are fixated on their bodies, but men are too.
As in, they are too.
Don't you know so many men who are always saying they're going to the gym? They are buying supplements that are so expensive. They are doing
they're buying protein powders.
Exactly, but they'll complain that women are buying oil enhancer and things. I don't support that, but like, why are you complaining? So you are buying protein supplements who said
the thing is that I feel like it's easier to look at someone and say the person is doing so much and forget that you're also doing a lot.
I don't know, it's like when men are doing it, it's okay, like it's not that much in society. That's how it looks like.
See, they make it seem like things like physical activity is even part of what a man is supposed to do. So if he's going to the gym, it's not anything, it's normal. Okay, and me to do makeup is normal. Where do you go from there?
Yeah, okay, so back to the office issues. If what have you ever felt like in office someone was trying to objectify you? Okay, we've lost it. Okay, so the laughter for me when you hear that you've lost it. What is wrong with you?
Do you know the funny part? Like, usually I don't even think that she's gone. No. So you say, okay, we've lost it. And I'm like, she wasn't speaking.
Exactly.
I think she's thinking of her answer.
Okay. So, for me, I don't know workplace. I don't know. I don't know whether I'm just not approachable or what, but people have actually been generally respectful. Like, they've been respectful.
See,
towards...
the devil is a liar. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, my dear.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I'll ask you to, but let me say my own. So okay. For like objectification, I don't know. I feel like people have generally been respectful towards me and my body. I do get compliments, but it's never direct. Like, I know what they want to see, but they don't say directly. So they just sort of say, oh, you're looking so nice. Hey, you're a nice girl, you know, things like that. Do you understand? But no one in the office setting specifically, no one has ever outrightly said, your ass, so you're this, so no, everybody has been respectful. Oh, you're looking nice, so hey, you dress nicely, you do this nicely, I like your hair, I like this. But nobody has like said something that would make me feel like, are you serious?
I mean, in the office space, they have to accord you that respect at least. If someone actually directly comes to say, hey, Menzi, this is your dress there, your ass has come out, Baba, I'll just be taken aback. They have to respect you.
HR.
Yeah. Because where's the respect?
But Miss Nan has had the opposite.
Obviously, like I'm saying, they never said it to me directly. You'll always go to like my superior or whoever it is I'm working with, you know.
And that even makes me ask some more, because why is your superior also encouraging that?
Oh no, actually that one I don't say she's encouraging it, but it's like maybe you're friends with someone and you bring her around for the first time, and Greg sees it, it's like, hey, your friend is nice. Maybe to you and Greg, that's you're just talking about like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. You're acknowledging that fact, and you don't realize that the way you said it, I'm not defending them because it's very ill, you don't realize that the way you said it is some type of way, but also because we let people get away with saying the things like this a lot, because honestly, who are you to complain? Who are you to talk? That's one thing aside. But even for both of you, I've had people externally come to talk to me about your bodies that I've had to tell them that, shut up, don't do this. This is very ill what you're saying, you know? So I don't know if there's a branding on me that this girl, you can come and put it on her.
No. I've also had people say, I'm talking about your breasts to me, but I don't know. You know, I don't know. People, you see that thing in my head? It's like, for some people, I feel like, they don't mean it like that. I don't know.
So, that's what maybe I was saying, like, with my superiors, that they might not even realize that these people that are talking to me about this person are talking in a certain way, you know? Sometimes even the person saying it might not realize, but the one who is being said about, it's being said about has had those kind of experiences so much that even like just a normal, you know, oh, you look nice sounds off, you know. But me, sometimes I don't understand it, because half of the time you see me, I'm not smiling. I've had people come and ask me that, why don't I smile, like why so am like, I frowning?
And I didn't give it an approachable face, but still people think
yeah,
that
yeah, but still that. Like I don't get it. Is it meant? Is it meant?
Okay, I want to talk about men as well. Do you think that men also have these same issues in their workplace? Because I mean, some men also like really do have nice bodies, their cuts and everything. Do you think they get women sort of approaching them and saying that, hey, you have such nice abs, you have, and do you think they take it as an offense, or they just try to do those their men things and sort of shy away from it? It's like, oh, isn't it a big deal? I'm a man, that's what I'm supposed to like.
I feel like there's definitely people who won't feel comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not even be able to say that they don't feel comfortable, because if you bring it up, like, come on, oh, so this lady was like, oh, she really likes my pecs, she really likes my abs, and she was touching on me, and I didn't like it. Most of the time, if you say it to your friends,
I've established like, that back.
They're like, oh, are you dumb? Like, you have people throwing themselves at you, like, why are you not enjoying this? You know, they make you seem odd for not wanting that attention. So I feel like there's people that definitely don't enjoy it, but I feel like there's people too who enjoy it, in the same way that, sorry to take it back to women, that we've been saying it this way, that people feel like, a lot of people might feel the ache when you talk about it a lot, or that's all you talk about, but there are people too who like it because they feel empowered by that. Oh yes, I have done all this work on my body, so if you're saying this, you're making me feel better. You know, there are people, I feel like there are people who want to be objectified.
Yeah. You
know, so even, I feel like it's the same with men, that there are those who are 100% uncomfortable with it, but they can't talk about it because other people shut them down. There are those who are uncomfortable with it, and there are those who welcome it, who are even looking for it, who, like, that's their whole reason and motivation for going to that jungle gym that they're going to. Just so they can get jacked, and then someone in their office can, you know, be pressing on them.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. I think men also get objectified in the workplace.
I feel so.
I don't know what's going on with Denise's network today. I'm so sorry.
Nah, honestly, it feels so good to not be the black sheep.
But today, Denise is like just being a party pooper. Honestly. Guys, but what? Jungle party is a link up. She's not gonna spoil our people. She's gonna have fun. Period. Anyways. Back, I'm still in the office. I'm still fixing in the office. I'm going to the situation where, because of your body, a job you qualify for, you are not getting, only because you've decided not to get into bed with one boss or one ugly man with a pot belly. This is me also body shaming, but they deserve it for acting like that. Anyways,
hello.
Hi.
No, you know what? I think something is happening. It's not from me. It has to be from both of you, because this is not normal. I promise you, this is not normal. You remember the last time I was on? Joy couldn't hear me. She couldn't hear a word I said, but the rest of you could hear me.
Yeah.
Or is it my phone?
Please, this is a party. Don't come and put this to us with your issue.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's move on. So I was asking you whether, what's the name? You feel like men also get objectified in their workplace?
Yeah. I well, in the workplace, not really, but because women, we're not really direct, or we're not even really indirect in saying things. Some women actually go for it, but I don't think they are more so than women, to be honest, but definitely they are. They are.
So right now we are at the point where we are talking about when you are looking for a job as a woman. We are still on, we are women right now. Because you qualify for a job and you're not getting it because you have a nice body and you refuse to sleep with, and here I go again with a body shame and one fat post-bellied man.
Yeah, I mean it's there, and unfortunately it's sad, but it's there. If you're not going to use your body to get your job, all the best to you. It's good, actually. It's very good that you don't. So, I don't know, but it's not something that it's something that society knows is there, but they just want to turn a blind eye on. Mm-hmm. But
Miss Na, what about you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's definitely there. Like, it's there, and it doesn't. There's no like limit for how low or how young, mm-hmm. like it happens to you. Because I know of a friend who was when we were in senior high school, and she had to, you know, get like sponsorships for some fanfare or something that we're doing in school, and she was talking about one office that she went to, and the guy was like, okay, sleep with me and then I'll do this thing for you.
What?
She's like, my hair was short, like our vacation that term was short, so she didn't braid her hair or anything. She was wearing the long ass skirt, like she was dressed as modestly as possible because she knew that like she's pretty shapely, so she didn't also want to bring anything on her. But this man still looked at her and was like, yeah, you're gonna have to do something with me before. And she was a minor. Look, nary a fuck was given. He was like, yo, if you want this sponsorship, you will sleep with me. She had to leave without
him. That's so shameless. He probably has a wife and child somewhere.
Right.
Probably. They always do.
So now my question is, do men face these issues as well? I should have brought a man here today.
I was thinking so, but it's possible. I don't know. I mean, the last time I was having an argument with someone and I tried to bring like movies inside, they said it's not a viable source of information. But in then that happened to Cordelia's husband. I feel like it happened. Maybe like
it definitely happened.
Yeah,
it might not be as much.
Guys, I've actually been thinking about this thing, and I think it's as much as women. But as usual, guys feel like when you go into another guy, it's like a compliment to you as a guy that a woman is chasing you rather than.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get me. So I feel like it might be happening more rampantly than we think, but they are all like sort of hashing about it, because if I go and say it, although I don't like it, if I go and say it right now, everybody will just make me feel like I'm the one who is doing something bad. And guys, I've said this on this podcast before and I'll say it again, own your stuff. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Don't care what your friends will think. Okay. If you like it, do all the best. So now it's so sad that women have to face this even before you get to the job like environment. Because of your body, you are having issues in school because your lecturers are chasing you.
No, and sorry, this is not even work or anything related, but I remember having a conversation with my sister, and she was talking about how when she was younger, like 13, whatever, with short hair and everything, men used to approach her more than now that she's grown. And I realized it was same for me, that like somehow, like we always talk about how, oh, stay away from minors, and then people want to make it seem like no one's chasing minors. But a lot of guys, a lot of men direct their attention to the younger ones.
That's
and
so true.
It's very disturbing. A lot of them are even underdeveloped. So like what?
My aim for this episode especially is about our bodies. So I was about to ask that what has all this on the minor's body? What is attracting you?
Because it's wild. It's wild. But
it is. It is. So I'm like,
ways.
No, I think it's when we were minors, well, some of us developed early. Well, in my school, they were probably attacking those who had developed earlier than the rest of us. Thankfully, some of us, we didn't have anything. So my childhood memories were actually very good. I didn't really, because teachers were approaching people. It was terrible. Oh. And now that I'm grown and I think about it, I can't believe that actually happened.
Yeah. This is like, I you know what is happening right now? we've all said the things. So it's like we're not thinking about it. So like there's momentarily the before Christ not coming, pause. Like everybody's like, are you serious? Was this actually happening? But yeah, guys, it was happening. Me, luckily for me, I don't know. I hardly get okay. So guys, I just remember one this story. They were having a whole week. And this is like I really love you guys because I'm actually opening up to you guys here. There was a parents' hall week or something, and I was there with my friends. One of my friends had a stand, so I was sort of helping, and the stand became crowded and everything, and before I realized, someone grabbed my ass. And I was so disgusted. Mm-hmm. I cried, like I couldn't believe it. It's like why then I thought it was just maybe a Ghanaian thing. Then I travel, not to me, but my friends. Someone is riding their bicycle, then they just press my friend's ass and continue riding, and they are laughing about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on in people's minds? It's so sad that it always looks like men are the negative end, like they are the receiving end of all this. But obviously, they are the people causing all these crimes.
It's not sad, guns. If they weren't doing it, they won't be getting the flack. It's not sad. They should stop doing it. They should stop doing it.
Honestly. Because I'm like, is it like a universal thing? Why is this happening? And you know how other countries sort of take this thing seriously, where a man has actually violated someone's body, or even a woman has violated someone's body, they take it seriously and they want to do something about it. It's like, do you think in this part of the world it's sort of tell you to shut up?
Sorry, what did you say? The last question you asked.
You know how like outside the country and stuff, it's like this is a very serious thing, like a sexual harassment issue is like so big and everything. It's like over here we take it lightly.
Yeah, we sort of just normalized everything. Like,
oh, but this is so bad, dude. Honestly, this is not the vision I had for the pod when I was talking about the pod. I was just come to talk about like fat, slim, and everything because Denise made a remark. Guys, I'm sorry, but she's gone again, and she made a remark. She made a remark that the standard for beauty is not to be fat, but also. People say that people who are too slim also get like body shaming for being too slim.
Oh yeah.
So right now, you guys have created a new thing, slim thick. What is that?
You know, that's when you have like you're slim enough that you're like attractive, but then you also have the goods. So you have like the booty, or you have the titties, or you have the both, you know. So it's like best of both worlds.
Hey! In some more world, people, you see, you're encouraging body shaming with all these body names. Honestly, Miss Naya, a victim.
No, sometimes, like some people are just naturally like that. Yeah. It's like, so what do I me that I'm like that, and I'm not saying that I am like that, but like for the person that's like that, then are they perpetuating the stereotypes, or are they furthering the body shaming by having their body, you know?
No, they just have their bodies. There's nothing we can do right. About it. Period. But anyway, you know, I was reading something that says that, like, when you have a negative body image of yourself, it can lead to depression and societal anxiety. Sorry. Okay. And I really felt that. I'm like, I was just thinking, I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. Because if I even wear a dress I don't like, and I'm forced to wear it when I go out, I'm sort of nervous, shy. Like, I don't really want to too much.
You're very aware of yourself.
Yes, exactly. Because I'm not too comfortable in what I'm wearing. How much more someone who is not comfortable in their own skin? That's I felt so sad when I read that, like, oh my god. I wish there was a way where I could teach people to sort of love their bodies, because it's yours and there's nothing you can do about it. You best not start to love it because it can lead to depression.
It's easier said than done, to be honest.
True, that's what I'm saying, that I wish there was a way I could teach. Because honestly, just saying that, oh, love your body, then
it's not going to work. It's what society does, actually. know.
Yeah, because I saw a documentary on Snapchat, you know those things that they do, and this woman has hated her body for so long, and one day she sort of had an epiphany, and she's very big, like so big, and she was doing a bikini shoot, and she's actually getting like these big clothing companies to like sort of for her to model for them, and she was like, she doesn't even know how she has been living hating herself for this long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's true, you can only can sort of come out of such a thing from like an epiphany.
And confidence, I think the only way someone can actually fully love their body is being confident about it. That's the real beauty.
Yeah, honestly. That's one thing. I feel like if you're confident in yourself, nothing anyone says changes anything. Like I was saying earlier, if you tell me I'm nice, I'm happy you've said it, because I'm happy for you too that you can see that I'm nice. But if you don't say it too, I still know I'm nice.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just confidence, because I'm probably not nice. The part where people say, oh, you're actually nice. You see what I've been saying? But yeah.
Today.
But I'm probably not nice. But like, because I feel I'm nice, I'm that nice. Period. What I don't think should be their personal problem. Don't you think so?
That should honestly be it.
Yeah, ideally, yes. But like, not everyone.
Yeah.
For some people, yeah. Even the moment you are born, cry, there's something being pushed against you. There's something wrong with you. Everyone's telling you that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And so you take that as law, you know. It's this that we can realize there's nothing wrong with me. I'm such a great person.
Something funny just came into my head. How Africans normalize everything. You know how, like, when you are fat, they call you bolotwe. And it's like a thing now, like we all like that, even the fat people like that they are called bolo. And then I read funny somewhere that says that if you're a DB and you are fat, they'll call you biggie. And if you are fat and you don't have mind, they'll call you bolotwe. And it was so funny, but I also felt like, oh guys, this is just so wrong. But it's like those called biggie actually accept the name. Honestly. And even the bolotwe people, so they accept the name, because it's like, you can't be thinking about it.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like it's a let me try and claim it for myself kind of thing. So before you can come and make fun of me that I'm calling myself Bolo. I'm giving myself the nickname Big.
Yeah.
I'm already calling myself that. So you that can see it, how will it touch
how
me?
How will it affect you? And that's it. That's about being vulnerable.
Yeah, that's exactly. And sometimes
no one can use it against you. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, just projecting that, because you know that if you project, like, people, I mean, I feel like a lot of people, even though I always say that I don't think that people do things to me like out of malice, I feel like as human beings, our natural instinct is to be mean. So if you come to the person and you want to call the person fat or bolo, like you want to use it in a derogatory way, and the person has already taken it as their name, how will you then, you know,
exactly, derive the joy from it? Big and those things, it's like, oh, biggie, like, it's very, it's not like everybody's okay. The person is okay and everybody else is okay. Well, I'm so these are for the confidence biggies. Then the not so confident biggies, they start to get mental disorders like anorexia. Because, and I don't know what that one is called, but like the one that they want to sort of vomit their food.
I think that's bulimia.
Isn't that anorexia?
No, I know there's bulimia and anorexia, but I'm not sure which is which.
Anorexia is like where you are not eating and then you become too slim.
Yeah.
Okay, then it might be bulimia.
I didn't even know it had a name, but that's so sad for me, honestly. I'm like, oh my god, why would you stop? I like food so much, honestly. Anyways, the binge, those who binge eat, that one, I don't know whether it's a body thing or it's just a mental thing, honestly. Because know. I've never thought of anyone feeling like I want to become so fast that they just start eating it. I feel like it's a mental thing.
Okay, so sorry. Bulimia, they binge eat and then they force themselves to throw up the food.
Why?
What the hell?
I don't know. It's...
That's just like a mental thing. It's not a body thing. No, maybe it's a body thing. So it's like I like the food and I can't do away with the taste, but I also don't want it to be my body.
Yeah, you want to have the taste, yeah, but you don't want to retain the effects.
Oh my god.
Do you think gymming works, and do you think that people who actually have like big bones?
I don't think that people who have big bones, but I have heard that. Of course, I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't know. But gymming does work. I think gymming is more about principle and how determined you are. It does work. So yeah.
Because what I'm asking if gymming works is because they say those with big bones, they'll be exercising, so they're not becoming slim. And so I finally believe that there are people with big bones.
I don't think there are people. Unless they are giants, I don't think they have big bones.
The thing is that if you want to lose weight, you have to be in a caloric deficit, meaning that the amount of calories you burn when you work out should be more than what you like your intake
taken.
So if you are burning only 500 but your intake is 1,000, you're not going to lose any weight. Do you understand? So you can be doing all the workouts but still like your intake is high, so it's not making much of a difference.
Yeah.
Maybe at best you stay the way you are, but you won't lose weight. So I don't know. I used to think about the big bone thing too, but then I realized someone was saying, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
About big bones because I'm posting shout, but they be big sound. They don't eat much. They don't eat.
Those like that. But is it their bone?
It's not their bone. I've seen people so huge who have lost weight, and now it's just skin. They just have skin on their bodies.
Yeah. You have. Yeah, exactly. What Denise is saying is very true. Like they've lost all the weight, but then the skin is hanging.
Yeah,
it's hanging. Like when you lose weight and your dress is hanging on you, that's how the skin is hanging. So if like maybe they are wearing like compression pants or like leggings and stuff like that, you're able to hold it, but the minute they take everything off, it's drooping and it's hanging, you know. So I never even thought of this argument, but this is it's true. It's so smart.
But no, but like there are some people who never lose their weight and they're not even eating, they are trying to burn, and so those are the people with the big bones. Thank you.
Then they are not doing the calorie deficit thing. There's nothing like that. No,
they have big bones, trust me.
This big bones thing.
I don't think so, but sure.
Let me Google this. I was about to end the podcast, but this big bones, I want to be right. Let me say, do people have big bones? Because people have big bones. Yeah, I've seen some.
It's their fat.
Around 50% of the body is large boned. People have big bones.
Question: Can someone really be big boned? Answer: yes, but most people aren't. People like to say, "I'm not overweight. I'm just big boned," to justify a higher number on the scale. But in reality, less than 20% of people actually have average body
frames. Period. If I say easy, I'm right.
Yeah, but it's not a large number. And but you have the thing to be giant.
It's not a yes or no thing, because the articles I'm seeing have different things. There's one that says it's big bone, not a reason to be overweight. There's one that says yes, you can be big boned, but that's not why you're overweight. Are overweight people really big boned?
I'm not saying that big boned people are overweight. I'm just saying they are big.
No, they are not big. I don't think that contributes that much, honestly. Honestly.
It's just
the fact that coagulating around and then it looks like it's part of your bones.
I'm laughing because I'm just thinking about the fact that Denise is so convinced that they'll have to be giants to have people.
Yeah, honestly. If you're a big bone, you have to be a giant. Honestly. There's no way I can see around that.
Okay, guys. I don't know. I want to end the podcast. One of you should end the podcast today.
Okay, let me end.
Before you end this, please, can we circle this back to Brandon? I forgot about it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guys. So, first of all, how your body is really important, right? how others see you and how you see yourself is important, but most importantly, how you see yourself is most important. I'm using important a lot because it's really important.
You do better than that.
So if you think you are fat, you are too skinny, you are slim thick, and you're all that in a bag of chips, happy for you. But please try to be respectful of other people's bodies.
True.
And irrespective of how secure you feel about your body, brand yourself such that nobody can talk shit about you. Because I know some people who are like extra, extra large, and they are lovely to see. They always look so on point. And I know some of them feel insecure actually, but they don't allow that to sort of gear the image that they want to, the brand they want to create for themselves. So all the, like I said earlier, if you have a bad attitude you want to work on in the first episode of this season, I said work on it whilst you still give out the positive vibes brand. That's the same way if like you need to work on your body, you should still be dressing and looking good whilst you work on it. Nothing stops you from looking good. Your waist cannot stop you from looking good. Your waist cannot stop you from carrying yourself with a certain aura. It's really important. And like Ifua said, it's easier said than done. But I'll really try and get like some experts to sort of come on here and try and help us sort of get to where we need to get. And that's on what?
Period.
Oh, I love you guys for saying it. That's how I said. Nobody was saying my period. Okay, guys, this is gonna sign us out.
Yeah, okay, basically, just put the cherry on top. Just to remind everybody, it's not easy, but true beauty really does come from within. So don't let your physical...
Because true beauty is from within.
Don't let your physical appearance be all that there is to you. If your talent is something that's within you, then let it show. Have the confidence and then you'll be fine. I know, like I say, it's easier said than done. But trust me, when people start seeing you for you, that's it, really, to be honest. So, yeah. And since today, this is my second appearance, I'm closing Menzies Tea Party out. Thank you guys for listening once again. And next time when I join, trust me, it's going to be fab because this network is not going to succeed. The devil is a liar. But yeah, thank you guys so much. And yeah, peace out.
I hope you gave you all the tea. If we didn't, let us know. We are going to the party. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.